Hey, today is the 14th of August. This is Chart Review, Texas Emergency Hospital, Dr. Al Gilani, ALGILANI. First patient is MA, 94-year-old woman seen with chest pain, shortness of breath, noted to be in atrial fibrillation rate controlled. Just seen a cardiologist 2 days ago on aspirin only, cardiac workup EKG within normal limits, blood pressure elevated, 166 over 111, which stabilized. Patient adamantly refused to stay. This was documented. Patient was very happy with the care, and she says she'll come back. She told me that she will come back if she needs to, but she definitely did not want to stay. Next patient is IA, 9-year-old child with sore throat, possible seizure, possible syncope. CT of the head was negative. Diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with amoxil, and no one answered. Next patient is AR, 6-year-old with fever, positive strep, 101 temperature, given Motrin and amoxil, doing much better. Family was very happy with the care received. Next patient, MG, 43-year-old woman with vomiting, blood pressure 166 over 113. This is second visit for her in the same day. First time she was told she developed the same symptoms after she had smoked marijuana. She was told not to do that again, but she said she went ahead and did it again and came back with nausea and vomiting, given Zofran, and sent home. Did not do any blood tests, and she just had blood work done a few hours ago. No one answered at her residence. Next patient is KP, a 39-year-old woman, a horse. Stepped on her foot, x-rays were negative, treated with sprain and sent home. She was happy with the care received. Next patient is JJ, 74-year-old, presents with confusion, with history of diabetes, hypertension, blood work, CBC, CMP, PT, PTT, INR negative, cardiac EKG, cardiac workup EKG negative, CT of the head negative, chest x-ray negative, urinalysis and urine tox screen negative. Patient, Dr. A wanted to transfer patients to the Memorial Hermann, but patient's daughter decided to drive themselves, so he signed that MA. But they were going to another hospital for further evaluation, since he told them that patient most likely was having a stroke, but they signed that against medical advice to transfer the patient themselves. Next patient is TC. This is a 17-year-old with shoulder pain, back pain, abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. Patient was given IV fluid, Zofran, CBC, CMP, UA, UDS negative, was sent home after condition was stabilized. Voicemail was full, could not give a message. Next patient is JS, 5-year-old with superficial laceration on the back of the head, treated with hysteric strips because it was a superficial laceration. Mom was happy with the care, but today the child has developed fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She's taking him back to the emergency room for recheck. The symptoms were not present when patient was seen for the fall. She was happy with the visit to the emergency room. Next patient is ZA. He's a 59-year-old male with fall off the bicycle, clavicle fracture, noted, angulated, chest x-ray negative. Dr. A called the orthopedist, made patient appointment to see him Monday, and ran the x-rays by him, and he did not order any new. He did not want the patient to be admitted. The orthopedist did not want the patient to be admitted. It was okay to have the patient seen tomorrow. The phone number has been changed. Next patient is JT. He's a 58-year-old woman. Went to a concert, stayed out, didn't drink enough water. She suffers with hypertension, diabetes, and hypothyroidism. She developed heat exhaustion, came in with nausea and vomiting, given Zofran, CT of the abdomen negative, white count 13,000. Hematocrit 15.6, hemoconcentrated, blood sugar 242, amylase, lipase negative. Your analysis negative, hydrated, send home. Patient could have stayed for observation and should have had CPK drawn to rule out rhabdo. We'll bring to Dr. Al-Ghulani's attention. Next patient is RB, 6-year-old with stomach ache. Pain resolved in the emergency room, swab test negative, sent home with no medication, left message. Next patient is the L, 45-year-old, presents with chest pain, but left before triage. No phone number was left in the emergency room. Next patient is MG, 43-year-old with vomiting, diarrhea, 43-year-old female. This is the same woman that was seen earlier. That was seen later in the emergency room. This time she had CBC, CMP, UA, UDS, amylase, lipase done. It was thought nausea and vomiting was related to smoking marijuana. Was told not to smoke. Was given Zofran and Haldol. Her nausea and vomiting subsided, but she came back later after the patient smoked marijuana again with same symptoms. Mailbox is full, and a patient did not have any tenderness, I believe, so a CT of the abdomen was not done. Next patient is SC, 22-month-old baby with possible Lyme exposure, and exam was negative. There was no evidence of red eyes or skin irritation. Child is doing fine today. I'm almost happy with the care. Next patient is HG, 41-year-old with back pain, shortness of breath, leg pain, feeling numb. Patient was seen at the Memorial Hermann less than 24 hours ago. Had blood work and CT of the chest, rule out PE, all were negative. This time patient had his blood sugar check, which was 319, was given 10 units of insulin. Normally on metformin and glipizide, given Toradol and Norflex. No, in the emergency room, yeah, sent home with more Toradol and Norflex. And patient did not answer the phone. Consider rechecking blood sugar every time in the evening. Thank you.